Survivor specialists Alexa and McKenna are finally back to finally recap the finale of Australian Survivor Season 2. It feels great to be here. We started in 2020. We are ending in 2021. And we have podcasted for an entire year about this fantastic Australian Survivor season. We're both wearing so beanies, sad. Like, and we're free. Yeah. We have 5 feet of snow outside.
I'm Survivor themed, though. So
yes, you are. I am not. This looks like snow, and there's about 9 feet of snow outside right now.
Oh,
so
yes.
On that. So we are back. We have a winner of Australian Survivor, which I allegedly called from day one.
And you called the final two.
Did I?
You did. You called the final two. I called Mark, who went pre-merge, and Sarah, who was middle jury.
Sarah was the highlight of the jury, as we will talk about, even though we do not objectify on this podcast. But I said that about Jericho on day one, and I was like, okay, he's cool. And then pretty much immediately, I feel like I fought against him a lot. Like, I thought Luke did everything. And then we hit the merge. We did a recheck. Mm-hmm. Still, like, we were laughing about that. Mm-hmm. We were laughing about my pick. Your pick, like, made sense. But, you know, as you always
say, we don't see the way. Like, I don't see the way for it to win. Yeah, yeah.
And then last week, we were like, you know what? Jericho might do this. And he had a great finale. He did all the right things. He nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can like go on the Australian Survivor subreddit and like finally start looking at all this stuff. We were never spoiled. I thought I got a spoiler that Annalise was going to win, which made it extra confusing when she was voted out twice, which made me realize that I was not spoiled whatsoever on the ending of this season.
Yeah. So, I was half spoiled in the beginning because, Ian, who's been on the podcast, was like, oh yeah, like she wins this, just saying she, and I'm like, okay, great. So now it's a female. So I like narrowed down all of the men, and then who he thought won didn't actually win, because who he thought won was hot model Sarah.
Oh, yep. That must've been so confusing for you.
He told me afterwards, I'm like, you jinxed it. I mean, it's like 4 years ago, but you jinxed it.
Did you jinx like our watch of this for the first time? Yeah, crazy ending. You know, I mean, we'll get to it, but what I'm curious about is, you know, now I can finally like read about Jericho as a winner. I'm just curious what people think, because I grew to like him, but I was not his biggest fan for the first 75% of this game. Yeah. So I'm curious as to how he's perceived as a winner. And, you know, we'll talk about this, but like Australian Survivor is so much longer. Like, is this game more beneficial to players like Michelle, Jericho, Peter, who have been sort of the number two rather than the number one?
Right. Because, I mean, all the number ones made it to pretty much winning American Survivor.
Yeah, great point. Yeah.
Like, I think Henry was voted out on winning American Survivor. Like, anybody past Henry has now won American Survivor, or something like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So we start off with our final four of Michelle, Peter, Tara, and Jericho. And we are back with the fallen comrades. How do we feel about this?
Well, you forgot about the vote out of juror episode.
Oh, that was the final three. I thought they did that with the final four.
Final three.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then, okay. Then lead me.
Okay. So then we start off with this with the peg challenge where JLP is like, all right, no one's getting voted out, but you guys now get to vote out a juror. And here's your challenge. We have randomly numbered pegs on this board at random intervals. I'm going to take a tile from this really cool device. And then you have to pull out said tile.
They put more work into the device than they did the entire challenge.
Yeah, right. So then you have to pull out that peg wherever it is. You could pull it out with your feet, with your hands, whatever.
I thought that was one of the best challenges, if not the best challenge that they did all season. I mean, so into it.
It's hard to top charades, but
very different, very different. This one required a little more exertion
and dexterity and everything. Yeah, I really like this challenge. I think they should bring it to American Survivor for sure.
I think they should too. I mean, it's I guess like the closest one I can think of is in David versus Goliath, the Christian versus Alec 8-hour showdown.
Also, San Juan del Sur, Natalie versus Reed.
Spitting, yeah, like her spitting on herself. Forgot about that. But just because it has the same, like the awkward body angle, and you're kind of just stuck there. But this was cool because at first I was afraid that, you know, like everyone's numbers were going to be put on a different part, but it was really even throughout. And seeing people like, I don't know, like become monkeys and like pulling them out with their feet, I was like, man, that is really impressive. And you know, for you would think that, I guess I think of like Michelle and Peter as being more of like the longer, lankier, limmier people. Like that's, you know, there's a little bit of, I would assume there's more benefit because there's more like,
I was going to say
they can go.
But Jericho is very like monkey-like and agile. So he was also at a benefit, even though he was shorter. Peter and Michelle didn't necessarily have the muscle that Jericho has.
Yeah, Jericho is like, I don't know what the right word is, but he's like pure muscle. Like there's not a lot of him, but what does exist is muscle.
Yes.
And so this really worked out for him. And we said you needed to be a monkey to win this challenge. And, you know, he was really the right person for that.
Yes, for sure.
And this kind of, this leads into the whole, voting out a juror, and I like voting out a jury member. I'm glad we don't see it every season, but I like it. I know we've only seen it once in American Survivor, but voting out the juror before the final, you know, like before the final challenge. So they had to vote out a juror and then vote out a person. Mm-hmm. So they required like a lot more foresight with this one.
Hot take. I feel like that is a hot take to like voting out a juror.
I like voting out a juror. I think it's a process. I do not want it every season. I think that would be really bad. But
see, I don't, because it's like you're robbing that person of like they got voted out. So like this is their one thing that they can still do. And it's just like, no.
Don't get voted out. Or be a juror who be one of those jurors whose vote is very open, because and Tessa, for what it's worth, I think, well, I mean, she ends up proving me wrong in the reunion, but I would think that Tessa would have voted for whoever the right person was. She ends up saying at the reunion, she's like, I'm pulling for Petey. I guess I just didn't think that they were as close as they actually were. But I mean, Jericho ends up making the right decision, but before we get to that, I don't know. I like it. I understand that I'm one of those people who sticks my nose up at like fundamentally changing the game, which technically it does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's different, and I think it's, you earn it. First of all, like you win it in a challenge. If someone found a remove a juror thing, then I don't like that so much. That would be so much worse.
No.
And I think it's like, I'd prefer that over the fire making challenge, because it's still a good way to like put yourself out there and say like, I think I know how this vote's going to go. And for this one, it was even tougher because again, he voted out Tessa at the final four and it was a final two. So I don't know. I liked it. Maybe that's a hot take. I know John Millsap is clearly not happy that I said that.
No, I knew that was coming. I was waiting for the comment to pop up.
Yeah, I saw you, like, you put your hand over your mouth. I was like, oh no, what did I say wrong? I don't feel bad about it. So you don't like this twist, but talk me through like what you think about Jericho's decision making.
I think
like at the moment, like try not to think about the fact that he won.
No. I think it's a good decision because when you know someone is locked for someone else, it's hard. I don't know. I think Lockie was also a good choice to vote out as well, even though he didn't seem like he was a consideration, because mm-hmm. he was in Tara's corner 100% no matter what as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like Tessa does have more pull than others. And I don't think Jared would necessarily have that pull. I don't think Annalise would have that pull. I don't know.
Yeah, because Jared had come, when they went back to camp and everyone was like, oh, well, in my professional opinion, you should vote out this person. And Jericho's like, obviously you say that because that benefits each of the three of you individually. But I like Jared, I thought was an interesting choice because I think like Jared was the first juror. He'd been around for so long that I think he wouldn't have, like, he's so separated from Pete, who I guess would have been the closest person. And obviously, you know, Jared ends up voting for Jericho, but mm-hmm. I thought Jared was an odd choice. And then when Annalise just like kind of came up out of nowhere, I thought that was mm-hmm. another weird one too. Maybe because of the Tara like relationship where they both got voted out together. I could see that maybe being some reasoning.
So the question that he asked Jared is there someone I should be worried about sitting next to at the final? And then Jared roundabout says, yeah, but yep. I'm not sure who necessarily that is. I think my guess is it's Michelle.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. I was like, from my watching, like before we talked to the jury like this, I guess it would have been Peter, just because people keep like, he's been a conversation topic. Mm-hmm. But Michelle, I think, was playing the quote unquote like flashier game of the two. I think,
right.
You know, I don't think Peter was a goat by any means, but I also don't think that Pete was playing like a star studded game either. And you know, Jared, and I think Jericho was really betting on that like little thing that he and Jared had way back at the merge. And obviously that ended up working out.
And then his question to Tessa was hilarious. Like, if the survivor gods were angry and they were just like, Tessa, pick someone to replace because, like, they suck. Who is it going to be? And it's Tara. And I am surprised she didn't pull up. Nobody pulled out the fact of, I voted Tara out of this game. Why is she,
like, come up? I
Tara's
like that doesn't
been
even
voted out.
It doesn't even it barely, if at all, comes up at the final tribal council too. It's really, really weird. But I think Jericho's question to Tessa was his best one because again, he has to like jump a vote here because nobody like he is not guaranteed to go to the final tribal right now. By Tessa saying Tara's name, that tells Jericho exactly who to bring to the end if he's in the situation where he can. Because as so I think it was, you know, Ryan Chan or someone had mentioned in the chat here, or no, John Millsap says Tessa was the most likely person to alter other jurors' opinions. I think everyone knew that Tessa was really smart and Tessa knew the game. So Tessa is Jericho maybe thinks that Tessa is speaking for everyone when mm-hmm. she says that Tara is the person who mm-hmm. you can beat. So I thought that was really smart.
I wrote this question very shorthand and I don't know what it says. it says his question to Annalise is put you off writing a name. Yep.
Interesting. again, I think Annalise is a weird choice to even come up. You know, I think, you know, like you said, Lockie's name didn't come up. But Lockie is someone who is going to end up voting for Tara. Mm-hmm. But he ends up voting Tessa, which really sucks because I really liked Tessa. She was a champ about it, unlike Neil. But, you know, just kind of sucks for her.
Yes. And now then we lead into the next episode because Jericho votes out Tessa. Tessa's real sad. And
she is sad.
Like, has to walk like all the way around and like leave again. Like,
it's like you have to go through and get the torch snuffed, but there's no torch to snuff. She just has to do a huge loop. And apologizes to Tara. you know, I think, you know, Tara obviously doesn't end up winning, and Tara, this goes back to my like consistent theory that Australians are just like way nicer than what we're used to, because Tessa could have, like, American Tessa would have skewered Tara, but instead was like, if I have to give a name, only like gun to my head, it'd be Tara, but I'm really, really sorry. Like, it's just so funny that it's cutthroat, but in a like purely game way and not in any way personal.
Yeah. And then now the next episode, we finally at final four got our loved ones.
We do. I never thought they were gonna come. Really didn't believe it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, loved ones, look at that. But then there's,
I guess,
no,
you can scoot them out. I don't know how close Samoa is to Australia, but I think it's pretty darn close, quote unquote, all things considered.
Yeah.
Which is,
there's
very
no
exciting
challenge. They just go right to camp and have some fun, and that's about it.
I know, shades of Winners at War there. Yeah. I liked that. I thought that was fine, especially at the final four. You know, if they're not going to give, you know, it's not like they gave the whole squad of like 9 people. And I did really like that Tara had her whole family come. I thought that was an excellent touch. Do you think that's unfair?
No, it was the sweetest thing.
Oh, good. I was like, are you about to not like this?
No.
Like, get the kids out of here.
And Peter had both his mom and his dad. Mm. Michelle had her sister. And then Jericho had his brother. I mean, like, it was just really sweet moments. And then, I mean, I should have known while watching, but we really focused on Tara and Jericho for the family visit.
I missed that. Yeah, I guess you watched it twice, but I mean, Tara, I knew because her family had been a storyline for a really long time, and she also got the entire family. So,
well,
like,
yeah. That, I mean, really, but then we really got the Jericho of like, what if my brother is the sole survivor? What if like he's in my family and, you know, sole survivor?
Yeah, you got like the strategizing at the water well, like you've got that whole thing. And I always like when they bring the family back to camp, but it felt nice to not have a challenge with that I liked it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I love the family visits, and it sucks when you're just like, the Panama one really kind of hits hard, where it's like you delegate how much love a person gets. It's like, you can get a hug. I know it, like, It's
awful.
It's good TV, but it's just like, to be in that where it's like, okay, you can get a hug. That's all you get.
Well, especially when Phil's going to hate me because I'm always team Aris and he's always team Terry. But, you know, it's also especially annoying where the person who delegates you to only get a hug or something tells you that you don't deserve as much love as somebody who's married. So that whole thing is like a whole situation. But
I mean,
neither here nor there.
I'm team Terry over team Aris, but not necessarily in that situation.
That's fair. That's very fair. So that's a really good moment. And this is, we'll talk about Tara's final tribal answers, but it's this episode where Tara like kind of takes charge. But I think in the sense of, she knows she's not going to win because of what Tessa said, and sort of takes a very, very light sugar approach of saying, I'm not going to win. Who do I want to win? And how can I help that person?
Mm. Yeah, I guess so. But she kind of sort of holds her own in this challenge. She gains a lead or like catches up to a big deficit. So in this challenge, we have them sitting on a raft, pulling themselves to a tower, climbing up the tower, filling a bucket to fill a bigger pitcher, jumping off, and then going to a platform, have the monkey fist into the ring, pull the ring down, and then cross to do a puzzle.
It's a big challenge. It's a long challenge. It's very American
Survivor.
It's the final
four challenge. So
it is the final four challenge. I guess it's a good point because the, you know, the last challenge, they don't move a lot. So this one involves a lot of moving.
So Jericho obviously out to a huge lead, but then the puzzle, the great equalizer, stops everything in its tracks. And you see Peter wind up winning his first immunity challenge.
Yeah.
And he was in second place the majority of the time, but Tara got her fist, I think, in the ring either right before or right after Peter. So like they were kind of neck and neck. And then Michelle, dead last, had to do her monkey fist twice because it slipped out the first time.
And that then is was such BS that slipped through. I felt terrible.
And then was almost the winner of this challenge.
And I mean, Michelle's got a car. Like, I mean, also we'll discuss that. But I mean, Michelle's got a car. If I'm her, like, you know, she also probably, like, for what it's worth, I think she does have a chance to win. I think it is clear that Jericho is the winner once we get to this final four. But at the same time, I think people respect Michelle for playing hard in her way. Yeah.
I mean, I think she had been playing since she got swapped to Sumato.
Right.
Like, that's when she really started her game and moving forward, because she was on the bottom. She had to find a way to switch the target off of her.
Right. And with, you know, with Lockie and Henry and Ziggy and Tessa not being in the game anymore, new people can finally win individual immunity. So Petey takes on his first ever individual immunity, which is very, very exciting. Because he was in a bit of hot water with this final four. And it seemed like, also, it's either the episode before or it's this episode where everyone's like, we love Jericho, but let's all gang up and get rid of Peter. I'm like, what? Did you think about what you just said? Like, think about that.
Yeah.
But Peter was already not in great standing in this group of four.
No, and I don't know why either, because if he's a goat, why not just take him to the end? And I don't understand the whole, I want to bring a competitor to the end because I want to try and beat the best. And it's like, no, you want to win. Get there with someone who you can win against.
I think that's one of those arguments that is only made by the big time player who doesn't want to go home. Because like people like say that to confessionals, but it really like never comes to fruition. And I think maybe they were intimidated by Pete. Well, one, because, you know, Tara and Jericho had a relationship, and Jericho and Michelle had a relationship. So there was already like a more natural group there. Like, you didn't really see Pete working with them as much, but, you know, Pete had just had this big kind of, you know, tribal council performance against Lockie. So maybe that's what everyone's thinking. Like, okay, this guy just had a really big moment. We've got to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think he should have kept, I would have loved to have Peter in the final to see his final tribal speech.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear his pitch so bad, because I feel like he could have been like, here's my moves. I didn't want to tell you them in any of the previous tribal councils because I didn't want to get voted out.
I muted myself. I completely agree with you. And I was kind of hoping that they were going to bring that up at the reunion, just because it had come up a few times where he was like, I got a game. I'm just not telling any of you. You know, the reunion, you know, they obviously don't get to everybody that they can. And Pete was really kind of blown over at the reunion.
Yeah, for being third.
I agree with you. I really would have, you know, I really would have liked to hear that too. Doesn't end up being a concern. Peter cannot go home at the final four because he is safe. So yes, now it's a fight. Do we get rid of Michelle or do we get rid of Jericho? Nobody's concerned about Tara because the jury just said that Tara will lose.
Yeah, so my thinking was, all right, so it's right for Peter to want to get Jericho out. I feel like that is the smartest game move for Peter, and not a cop-out or whatever was said about that. But what I was shocked is Michelle didn't go to Jericho and be like, yo, let's get Tara out.
Yeah, I think it because of the, I think they were all just thinking, if I can make it like this close, I can beat Tara. I think Tessa had a lot of influence, even though she's not even a member of the jury anymore. Mm. So I think for them to gang up on Tara probably would have been the smart thing to do, because it would have just been 3-1, could have been really easy.
Even 2-2, but Tara, like, Michelle could have avoided herself being the one in fire easily if she just had gone to Jericho and be like, hey, Pete wants to get you out, but let's save you and get and go, you and I go for Tara.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have been it. And I think because like
then Tara either ties it or I don't know, she sends herself home by voting someone else.
accidental self removal. Yeah. Yeah, and I think maybe like I don't know if this is the right word, but Pete's like pillared approach to strategizing with everybody where it was like, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you, and I'm just going to assume that nobody else talks, which generally doesn't really work. No. But I think it's that was really savvy of Jericho to figure out that everyone was going to go for him. And also Tara just decided that she didn't like that and wanted to work with him. That ends up, you know, setting off this entire chain of events.
I mean, it's also super smart for Tara to do that because then she's safe no matter what the heck happens at Tribal, because if the votes aren't going at her, then she's safe no matter if there's a tie or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like beneficial. So that's why I don't get why Michelle didn't do that. But
Michelle ends up trying valiantly to make fire.
Yeah.
This again, like, takes a little longer than it probably should, but Jericho ends up, you know, taking it.
Okay. So they had this big scene together of Jericho and Michelle being like, we're the ones to always make fire together. We're the ones making fire together.
Like, and fire just, like, never comes up until it has to.
And you both then are in the fire making competition and are kind of slow at it. I mean, not that I feel like I can do any better. Like, I'm not saying any of that, like backseat driving, but it's just like,
I think there's got to be something about the pressure, because we do see this a lot. Like in Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, Devin is just like crushing it, making fire all day. And like all these people,
he breaks his flint. And that's why he's like, it's a sign. I will stop now.
Yeah. It's like, all right, that's one way to look at it. But you know, we always say, we're like, how did you go and survive without knowing how to make fire? I'm sure every single one of these people know how to make fire. But I think there's just that pressure of doing it in front of everybody where you just can't. Because a lot of the times, they can't even make it past, like, scraping the magnesium. You know, like, sometimes they can't even get that first flame. So it's always kind of a blowout.
Yeah. I just had one of my friends watch Cook Islands, and she was just shocked at the Becky Sundra going to matches and then running out of matches. So,
and then Jeff's like, all right, I just need, like, I need anything. So Michelle ends up going home, and we have a final three of Pete, Tara, and Jericho, which every single person expected at the beginning of this season.
Yes. Now we can go to the in memoriam, I guess.
Yes, now we can. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me. Who is Kate? There is a Kate on this season.
I forgot. Completely forgot about her.
Joan did not forget Joan, because an escape room creator is like the coolest job ever.
And Joan is a big joke between my friends and I, so we never forget Joan.
She's huge. She's your Timbertina.
She's more of a meme.
Do you want her to return every single season? Because
no.
There's a difference
She's
here.
Not my Timbertina. She's more of the meme, not the oh, yes. Yeah, so we have Joan, Adam, Kate, Tarzan, Amy, Sam, Mark, my male winner pick, Jackie, Kent, AK, Ben, Odette, Jared, Annalise, Henry, Tessa, Sarah, my heart, Luke, Ziggy, Lockie, Michelle, Pete, and then we have Tara and Jericho.
There we have
so
it.
So many names.
So many names. Good job writing all that down. Yes, we get the fallen comrades, which I like, you know, I get it. It's not that interesting. But for this season, it was especially funny because I was like, oh my God, like there were so many people on this season.
I'm definitely in the minority of loving that segment every time.
And I especially love it. I'm sure you caught this, but I especially love it because they always like purposely screw over the people who they already screwed over in edits. Did you notice that for Ben, all he said was, I am the youngest player ever. And then they immediately cut him off.
And then Odette was just like, she speaks her mind. Next.
Yeah, I was like, we don't know what to say, so she speaks her mind. Oh my God, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Ben and Odette, but I'm sure they're doing just fine.
Oh, and then Ben gets ripped at the reunion. It was just like, oh, Ben. Yeah.
So we get to the fantastic final three immunity challenge. We have not seen this in forever.
I'm a big fan of the if you want, immunity, win it. Like, go ahead. I'll stay here all night.
Most people want it. And by most people, I mean most people in our world of like obsessive Survivor fans. But I like it because it's just a battle of will. And it does become a battle of your body to a point as we saw. I think this door keeps opening and closing, which is very spooky. but you know, like you think about the one in Africa, it's just so hot and it's such a different type of hot than Borneo. Mm-hmm. This one, they are getting railed by these crazy, crazy ocean waves. And that made it so much worse. And it happened at night. Like he drug them over there and then sent them back.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about like the positioning of people either. Like, I don't know how fair it was to Pete, because did he get the majority of the water because his back was to the ocean and he was the closest? Or did Tara and Jericho not get enough? It also seems like Tara was getting a hit a little bit more than Jericho was. So it's like, that kind of stuff is hard for me, where it's like, if there's another element, I want it to be even for all of them.
Yeah, like maybe you still do hands on the heart idol, but everyone gets an idol and they're kind of like in succession where all of them have like their right side to the water.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it seemed like Pete and Tara were getting hit the most, but also they were the ones who were like more vocal about their discomfort. So maybe it just made more sense with the viewer to show it that way. But yeah, I definitely agree with you. And also you have someone like really tall and lanky like Pete. He might have been absorbing a lot of water. Jericho too.
Yeah, and he was also like hunched over while Jericho was just like, we're good here.
Yeah, there's another one where it benefits being shorter. Mm-hmm. So we make it like almost 2.5 hours before the first person drops, right?
It's like just under three. I think it's like 2:55.
Okay. Yeah, and Tara, like, this is another one that I think was cool. They're going back to Australians being very kind. They don't want her to drop. Like, obviously everybody wants to win, but there's a level of support between the three of them that I thought was really cool. And I think we just wouldn't have seen it if it was a different final three. Like, you've Lockie, Henry, and Ziggy. There's no chance that they're like, no, Tara, you're doing so great. They would never do that. But I think this group really, like,
they wanted to distract Tara from her pain. And it's like, tell us about your horses. Come on.
Yeah,
and
then
Jericho is that like Colt, COLT? Like, and she's just like, I understand what you're trying to do, but I'm in so much pain right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tara ends up not falling. She steps down. Yeah. Pete also, like, huge effort. Really, really like sad.
Think
dismount.
About 5.5 hours roughly.
Yeah.
Is Peter, and he needs help down.
Yeah, he needs help down, and then understandably like sobs on the ground afterwards. But this is I always laugh at this. It's like, man, that sucks for Tara. She's just like sitting there for 3 hours getting.
She doesn't even get orange slices on.
Yeah, exactly. So Jericho ends up winning. We have a huge group hug. And I think this challenge is great. I really wish we got to see it more.
I like it. People think it's boring. I like the endurance challenges. Like, how much do you want the win?
Yeah.
Do you trust someone to make a bribe? Do you,
Yeah. And there was no, like, there was really no, like, oh, well, if you drop, like, I'll do this. That conversation, like, really just didn't come up.
No. It was like, all right, we know we're all in it for the long haul. Let's just try and beat Jericho.
Yeah, exactly. So Jericho wins at that point. I feel like I know that Jericho wins the entire season at that point. Probably knew it at that final four, but that was really it. Did you ever think that there was a chance that Pete was going to make it through this vote?
No. Like, I wanted him to, but, like, I was like,
God.
I knew he wasn't gonna go far.
Right. And, yeah, so they kind of, like, go straight to tribal council, too. Like, they don't really allow any strategizing, which I'm cool with, because I think that gives it a little more, you know, gives it a little suspense. But even at final tribal, like, Pete and Tara are kind of just throwing it at each other, and Jericho's like, I don't need to hear this. I already know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying, and to no luck for Pete, he gets voted out and sent on his merry way. And it is the two of them having their nice, lovely breakfast on day 55.
Oh, that is, no matter how many times you say it, it's still so bad.
They've, like, spent so much time there, created a home there. Like, Jericho has never left that beach.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that has been Jericho's home the entire time. I mean, it's pretty much been Tara's, because she left rather early from Sumitau. But, like, it's nuts. You think people get attached to a place after 39 days. Forget about it, 55?
Yeah. Upset that they didn't burn down their camp. That was something from old Survivor that I wish that they would do, but sadly they did not. I understand that that's unsafe, whatever. Yeah. So we go into final tribal council. I don't know if you wrote down every single question. We probably don't need to go through it.
I did not.
You didn't. Okay, good. Because I, you know, there wasn't anything in my mind, like, particularly bombastic. What did you think about their performances?
Henry and Sarah really kind of stood out to me. Henry's, where it's just like, Tara, you suck at speaking. I'm going to make a pitch for you to the jury, then not vote for you.
Yeah. Like, I actually thought he was going to vote for her, because, like, why else would he have done that? I thought that was Henry being a little, you know, like, I'm that guy. Like, he's being the, you know, we're hitting some turbulence or whatever he said, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it could have been a lot worse. You know, I forget whose question it was, but I think Tara really shot herself in the foot. I did like her honesty, and I think, you know, we see this with Michelle, American Survivor Michelle, where she's like, I didn't have my footing the whole time. Like, I did not play a perfect game, and that was rewarded. I think probably if Tara wasn't already voted out, or maybe if Tara had a little bit more respect from the jury, her saying, like, you know, I really wasn't able to play until Lockie got voted out, or until I decided to get rid of Lockie. Like, that was a loud thing to say. Because that's saying I didn't really play until the final six.
Yeah. And she said, I was trying to play at day 40. It's like, day 40? Like,
yeah. Americans went home.
Where have you been?
Yeah. So I think she, like, again, we don't see her get, like, completely railed, but she just continues to give the same answer of, like, you know, I tried, like, I relied on my social game, but you have Jericho, who also relied on a social game, and I think just did a much better job of it, because I think a lot of people liked Jericho. And, you know, he had the Luke thing going on, and, you know, Luke kind of, like, forces him to really own up to that. But, you know, Jericho and Sarah were buds, even though Sarah doesn't end up voting for him. But,
well, the thing was, in her vote out, like she mentioned in her question, in her statement question, whatever, like, you said, you compared me to, like, a dying bag of cats that you're just gonna leave. Like, that was not cool, and you expect me to vote for you after that. Like, and he apparently had some, like, inconsistencies with, like, I am this nice, lovable guy, but really, like, a lot of his moves were the opposite.
Right. And you know, this was something that I was kind of chastising him for throughout the season. He was, like, being really affable and really great. And, you know, I think that did a good job of when he was, you know, when he did make these more cutthroat moves, it wasn't as scary. But for me, I was like, you know, he would always say that. He's like, I'm slitting throats. Like, I'm building this army. Mm-hmm. To me, it was like, but you didn't do that. Like, you, it was Luke who did that. Or like, you built this army. No one vote. Like, that was where I was always stuck. And looking back, knowing that he won, like, I see why they showed these confessionals, but I still don't necessarily think those were his. I don't really think he made a ton of big moves, and not to say that I need big moves, but no, I didn't see the translation so much.
Yeah. I mean, I can see sort of his way of being like, I use this to gain the trust of these three people. And then I stuck with them the entire time until I couldn't.
Right.
I can see that aspect, but then what other, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think him losing Luke as quote-unquote earlier than Tara lost Locke, I think that absolutely benefited him, because that did give him more opportunity to, you know, stand on his own feet.
I mean, Tara would have lost Locke before Luke, except Locke just went on an immunity run.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think he does well. I think I just like... just don't quite, I'm just like still very weirded out that he's the winner of this season. Yeah. So I think it's just not connecting, but he ends up winning 6-3.
Yeah. And so the votes are Annalise, Henry, Jared, Luke, Michelle, and Ziggy all vote for Jericho. Then Lockie, Pete, and Hot Model Sarah vote for Tara.
Right. What do you think about Pete's vote for Tara?
I think it was kind of expected. They had like an on again, off again relationship the entire time. And he never really had a connection with Jericho. He had somewhat of a connection with Tara. They just weren't game wise aligned. Like Tara and Pete always had love for each other. It just like when Peter joined back with Tara at the swap, she was like, oh, my Petey. Like,
yeah, that's true. I guess like I didn't realize that they had such a loving relationship. I assumed that they didn't, but you're right. It just wasn't.
Just was one of those, like, we know we like each other, but game wise, we're just not aligned.
Yeah. Good point. So Jericho is the sole survivor of Australian Survivor Season 2. He is adorable in his bow tie. He looks
his Cookie Monster bow tie. It was unbelievable.
So cute.
But the real star of the show.
Oh my God. Yes.
Hot Model Sarah.
She was
jury, like stunning. Finale night and final tribal night. I was just like, okay.
She was, unbelievably beautiful. I had two main points that I wanted to talk about with the finale. One, Jackie is very thirsty. Jackie got a lot of questions, and all of them were about snuggling up with Henry, snuggling up with Mark, all this stuff. And I was like, all right, you got to make your presence known. But I really liked Jackie. Like, I'm glad she got more attention than she probably needed. Mm-hmm. Mark and Sam, as we know, they're still together. Now they are clearly still together. They're married. Yeah. Also, I think it's very funny that Tara was like, I love Locke. He's so great. Such a good role model. And he is hot. And then they like cut to her husband. so funny.
What I loved was but there was just so much Ben bashing the entire finale.
It's Sam like the Annalise like, bashing.
Yeah. It was just like, the entirety of Sam's little blurb that wasn't related to Mark was, oh yeah, I didn't realize it was Henry throwing the challenge. I just thought Ben sucked.
So unbelievably funny. And they my favorite is like, they always cut to this, the like Henry rowing backwards and someone's like, oh man, like why are we going fast? And like, he's literally pushing water the other way. Like, that's why we're going
anyway. And then another big thing was Luke's clothing shift that JLP pointed out. That like, I knew he had AK's tank top, I didn't realize any of the other things. But his clothing just kept going and going and cycling out, and I was like, oh,
And then JLP becomes the perfect Jeff, where Luke is like, oh, you know, I wish I had a bikini. And he's like, well, moving on to the commercial break, like immediately steps away from that.
Even Sarah's just like,
yeah, Sarah's like, oh my God, I'm so over like spending all my time with you. I also like, I want to defend Henry a little bit here. JLP is like, and Henry makes the dumbest move in the history of all time by not playing an idol. I'm like, I don't know. Kind of.
Well, they also were just like, Ziggy, you're also an idiot.
Yeah. And like, he's like, screw you. No, I'm not. I liked that. Yeah. They got to defend themselves. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's no Jeff, but I would say JLP did a really good job in the host department.
Yes, he was. I liked him just calling out people for sucking. Like, it's just, he wasn't afraid to dance around, be like, oh, they're trying their best. He was like, no, you're failing.
But this was such a good season. I don't know. I'm curious what people think about this voting out twist, because one of them did make it to the final two, no matter, like, regardless. Maybe it doesn't seem as consequential because there are more people on the season, but overall, I'm very, very happy with the season. I'm really glad we watched it, and I totally get why people regard this as one of the better seasons.
Yeah, there's actually better ones, though, so I'd say keep watching. I haven't yet because now we just finished, but I did skim through a little bit of our first podcast.
Yes, finished up with our really rough predictions.
Your a quote from Alexa, I'm not quite sure what Ben is up to, and I don't think he is either. He seems very lost.
Well, that was a good prediction. That was funny.
Jericho won't overplay, as in like relating to like Luke, who's might overplay.
That's fair.
AK will be a focal point until he's gone.
I feel like that's one of the takes that's like makes sense, because the
yeah,
like they matter until they don't. Anyways.
Mark is obviously was my winner pick, and you said he had a better shot than Lockie because you thought he had the strategy, more of the strategy, and I thought he was just like a Aussie kind of golden boy kind of situation.
I think we were both pretty wrong on that. You were a little more right than I was, but yeah.
And then for my female winner pick, I just said is the model. I didn't even remember her name yet.
The poor thing.
My thoughts on Lockie were like, how do you keep him around? How does he make it far? Like, why are you going to bring him further? And he makes it to five.
He sure does.
My thoughts on Amy were might be underestimated because people think she's a hairdresser and she's really a plumber and like a man's job.
And
I thought she was gonna do some damage.
Swing and a miss on that one.
Yeah, and then Jackie, we thought was gonna be pretty prevalent in this.
Yeah,
in this
I was really feeling Jackie because she was like the number two to Henry. I was like, she's gonna nail it. She did.
Yeah, and you were all in on Jericho, and then you're like, for my female, let's go with the barrel racer. So I had the model. Racer. You had the barrel racer.
Yeah, because we couldn't. I bet we didn't even have anyone's names because we were like, there's 900 people out there.
Yeah. And then we kept calling Tarzan Lime Farmer Mark and then Military Mark.
Oh my God. Military Mark. I remember Military.
Yeah. Military Mark and Lime Farmer Mark. But then Andy corrected us in the comments, being like, you can call him Tarzan because he will be later called Tarzan.
Like, no, Lime Farmer Mark is definitely easier to say than Tarzan.
I'm pretty sure you said the opposite in the podcast. But...
that was awesome. I'm glad you went back. I'm glad you had the time to like go back and look at those.
I skimmed it a little bit.
It was hilarious. This was such a good season. McKenna, thank you so much for joining for the
thank you for having
hours.
Me on. Everyone,
this is not even close to the last time you will see McKenna. But yeah, we have somehow finished this season.
Yes.
Feels good. You know,
if any of you know Hot Model Sarah,
contact us. Yeah, we're hoping we can get some people on for an interview, but obviously, like, understand this was 4 years ago and they probably moved on with their lives. McKenna, I did not brief you on this beforehand, but do you think you could take a stab at what's going on this week?
And I can try. Okay. So coming up next is Will and James from The Amazing Race. They're doing an interview to discuss the turmoil that was this season of The Amazing Race.
Hear about their wedding planning. The poor things have probably been planning their wedding for 4 years. Right. It hasn't happened.
Tuesday, Movie Buff Specialist, John and Phil. Wednesday, The Challenge with Phil, John, and Annabelle. Some point this week, we'll have the results of our trivia game that was hosted on Saturday. It was a lot of fun, though Phil and Alexa sadly couldn't make it, but we had our closest game. The winner only won by 4 points.
Dang.
So it was not a runaway train. And just posted on the Specialist Patreon page. So become a patron. My friends Ian and Morgan are hosting a Specialist org. So if you want a shot to play online Survivor, it's as close as we can get it. Please become a patron, sign up. You'll get access to the Facebook page. You get access to the Facebook page for only $1. But I recommend being a $20 patron. And
you get daily content right now if you're a $20.
Exactly.
The rest of eternity or content. I have nothing else to talk about.
And you can play in this org. I'm also helping out with it and editing it. And I'll be around for production stuff. So if you have any questions, please contact myself, Morgan, or Ian. We would love for you guys to play in it, but you kind of have to become a patron. We highly recommend it.
You can do that at patreon.com/survivorspecialist. Tomorrow, the movies that the movie buffs will be talking about are Toy Story and The Wrestler, two movies that definitely have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Before that or after that, unclear. Phil and I are starting a new series just called Classic Survivor Episodes. And what we're going to do is just talk about one Classic Survivor episode standalone per week. So tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, we are talking about the merge episode of Survivor Heroes versus Villains. Make sure to tune in to that. Tune in tonight. We have a lot of stuff coming at you guys and really hope you enjoy. McKenna, this was a blast. We will have you back. Everyone, have a glorious evening. And hope Sarah responds to her DMs. Bye.
Yes, please.